Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Santiago Rosario. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is hit by the pitch. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario strikes out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Sims moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Landis bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Siebert. Charles moves to third. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis strikes out. One out. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Leon Wagner. John Wyatt now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Dick Hauser now playing second base. Pedro Gonzalez now playing right field. Phil Roof now catching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Don McMahon. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 4 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosario for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for John Wyatt. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alves is walked intentionally. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey is walked intentionally. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Causey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.